The lawyers for two Australian men on death row in Indonesia say the final orders for execution appear to be imminent. Convicted drug smugglers Andrew Chan and Myron Sukumaran are on death row on the island of Nusa Kambangan. The Indonesian Attorney General spokesman Tony Spontana has told the ABC that letters have been sent to the prosecutors in charge of the executions, telling them to make preparations. Chan and Sukumaran have been denied a chance to have their clemency bids reviewed, and the Indonesian government says they've run out of legal options. One of their lawyers is Julian McMahon, and he's speaking here with Lindy Kerin.
Letters were sent to all the relevant prosecutors on Thursday, and that the various embassies have been told to go to Cilacap, which is where people get executed, on Saturday for a meeting. And combining all of the information, there's certainly a sense in the air that they may all receive very bad news on the weekend.
What's the time frame then? Is this the official 72-hour formal notification that Indonesia's required to give the men?
No, that has not been given. But because of all the other movement that is suddenly happening, at least some people think that that's about to be given.
And it's your understanding that the Australian embassy has been summoned to Nusa Kambangan?
Well, I've read that in the media, but beyond that I can't say.
And if that's correct, is that another sign?
They're all equally significant. There's movement apparently involving Philippines, Nigerians, Australians, according to the media. So if that's all happening at once, in combination with the letter sent to the prosecutors on Thursday, who in this system, each prosecutor for each of the 10 has a particular role to play. So, yeah, I mean, it's all heading in one direction.
You mentioned the Filipino woman that's just been transferred to Nusa Kambangan. You've suggested that that's a significant indication?
If she has been transferred, that is significant because it's difficult for a woman to be kept as a prisoner at the relevant prison where people are taken from to be executed.
Have you had a chance to speak to Andrew Chan and Myron Sukumaran?
No, not for the last, I was there last there a couple of weeks ago. But, you know, the situation is pretty worrying. You know, there were some sweeping statements made in December of last year that everyone on death row who's a drug convict was going to be executed. Six were executed in January, another 10 were listed. Many of them are in the process of, are in the courts or planning to be back in the courts, and this is kind of just steamrolling over those processes, so it's very worrying. From the point of view of Sukumaran and Chan, we have two live and significant matters. One is a constitutional court challenge, which, if it was successful, would affect all executions for all people. And that goes to the question of, well, what steps need to be taken before clemency can be accepted or rejected? And at the heart of our problem for my clients is that the guts of our case have never been considered. And despite all of our efforts, which gets written up as, you know, illegal manoeuvres and so on, the merits of our case have simply not been considered, unbelievable though that may seem. Secondly, we have an application in the Judicial Commission, which is a very serious matter, looking at very serious allegations concerning corruption and the imposition of the death penalty on my clients. Now, that matter is under investigation, and one would have thought without doubt that that investigation should be allowed to proceed and to reach finality before the people involved were executed.
Have you been in touch with the men's families?
People are now travelling. There's one mother in Indonesia, and I think the families are all going to be travelling straight away, the ones who aren't already there.
And that's Julian McMahon, one of the lawyers representing Myron Sukumaran and Andrew Chan on death row in Indonesia. He was speaking with Lindy Kerin.